This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, a big part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or hop up on the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved with smarter people than I in the chat room. The other thing you can do is if you're on Facebook and you into the whole Facebook thing and you like to watch Facebook feeds, we're on Facebook Live, so you can also listen live there. You can watch live. There's a lot you can do there as well.
Right.
So, really? Is that what we're going to do now? The Whoopi Goldberg. Don't you love her? You know, I should start putting her in the same category as what's the group I always love? We should name that group, right? Rangel and Wasserman Schultz, Sheila Jackson Lee. What's that?
They're called Democrats.
Yeah, well, yeah, but they're a special breed of Democrat.
Yes, they are.
Because, you know, I've got friends of Democrats. They're not that whacked. I know some of you don't agree with me, but there are some. They're just not that whacked, you know? So here's one for you. This is, for my Christian friends, this should send you, like, into orbit like no other time in your life. Right? Whoopi Goldberg says celebrating Christmas and getting an abortion are kind of the same thing. Now, what I'm trying to understand here is, let me see, celebrating Christmas. So celebrating life, celebrating a Savior that brings life, that pushes life, and taking a life. I told you, we don't play with the same. We don't have the same, apparently we don't have the same dictionary. Or maybe I just don't have an understanding of the English language. Maybe that's it. Maybe she understands the English language better than I do. You know? So Whoopi Goldberg thinks that the right to celebrate Christmas and get an abortion is the same thing. The View host was talking about the right to display nativity scenes on Tuesday when she brought up abortion out of nowhere. Isn't that how that's how it usually goes, right? You're talking about something that makes sense, and then they come in. And they go sideways really fast. They go, she says, you cannot pretend that Christmas doesn't start with the birth of Christ, Goldberg said. Listen, I'm not, wait, don't do it. Don't do it because I don't want to disappoint you. I don't want to disappoint you, she says. I'm not a religious person. Okay? I'm just not religious. But I do know that Christmas starts with the word Christ. It's about the birth of Christ. Well, at least, hey, she got that one right. So you can't erase that. And if you don't believe, if you don't believe in it, if you don't believe in it at all, then you got Santa Claus. And Santa Claus is not religious. Right? Let me see. Can I play this? Let me see if I can get this to make a sound. Oh, come on. Don't do this. I hate when you people do this. All right. Well, forget that. Boneheads. She goes on to say that the, Joy Behar cuts in on her. It's Behar, isn't it? Yeah, I got a better name for it, but I can't use it on the radio. Joy says, well, boy, her dad must have had a heck of a sense of humor, right? Or maybe he was hoping. Maybe he was thinking. Maybe he had faith that if he called her joy enough, she just might be joyful at some point in time in her life. You want to talk about faith? That was, he was stretching. She goes on to say, let me just say one thing here, because I am a very big Christmas fan. Well, good for you, Joy. Behar said that, I love Christmas so much, and I still say separation of church and state must be adhered to in a public school. I love Christmas. You love, what do you love about it? See, nobody ever asked them the question. What do you, is it the gifts? What is it? What is it that makes you happy about Christmas? Love the Christmas season. Jedediah Bela told Bear that she had it all wrong. That's not what that means, though, Bela said. Separation of church and state means preventing the establishment of a national religion, not preventing people from expressing their beliefs. Goldberg then compared it to getting an abortion. See, this is, I want you people, we're gonna do a, what do they call this, a PSA, a public service announcement? Don't get too close to Whoopi. That's my public service announcement. See, this is what happens when you don't take your medication, right, on a regular basis. This is what happens. If you're seeing the wrong doctor, this is what happens. Maybe she's on Obamacare. And she can't get to the right doctor. I can't get the right meds. I don't even know. She goes, but it's the same conversation with a woman's right to choose, Goldberg said. What I do with my body is my right. It's not your right to tell me. The same thing is, it's if you believe in Christmas, it's not my right. But it is your right. You guys do this to us all the time. You make it your right to decide how we can worship, how we can celebrate Christmas, where, what we can say. So you're hypocrites. You're just off. You're just wrong. And you should have seen the comments. I love the comments some people make. Let me see. One person says, what is she smoking? Seriously, Whoopi Goldberg celebrating Christmas, same right as abortion? One guy says, I've just heard Whoopi Goldberg say that for a non-religious person, abortion is, as a choice, as important as Christmas. Again, I say, Christmas is about life, not about death. Deplorable. One of the deplorables says, liberalism took her mind. For Whoopi Goldberg, liberalism took her mind many years ago. Now it's really showing you how heartless they can really be. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable SolarSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
We are back.
I'm the craze. I'm going to get free.
Always a pleasure to have you by my side. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL. You are by my side. If you're listening to the radio or on TV or whatever you're doing, you're here with me. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, really, seriously, this is the lunacy of the left. And they see this. This makes sense to them. Do you understand that? They believe this to be truth. They believe this kind of thinking, this way of thinking, is normal and real. Right? This is the stuff that I look at and say to myself, okay, how do you justify, how do you make that far of a reach? And you have so much of a following in the liberal world that that's okay for you. that it makes, I don't even understand this stuff. It goes right, anyway. So, you know, we've got all the, you know, the Russians, the election was swayed by the Russians. You know, they've got so much pull on us. And I'm just going to hit this one real quick. This is, I'm not going to take a whole bunch of time on it, but Loretta Lynch came out, and she said that there's no evidence. There's no evidence of technical interference from the Russians. And you know this is going to come out eventually, and it's going to come out hard eventually. Here's the deal. There is no, the reason the other, remember, well, we talked about this last night, and they lied. The reason the other 17 intelligence agencies never did anything with this information is really simple. They said they couldn't tie Russia to any of it in any way, in any shape, manner, or form. Now, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch stated Thursday that the United States intelligence community has not found any evidence of technical interference on the part of the Russian government. Now, Lynch instead referred to Russia hacking into the Democrat National Committee and the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee. She said, but she can assure the American public that the machines, the actual voting machines, the voting process was never touched by the Russians. Right? And you're talking about, again, she is not a fan of Mr. Trump. Right? There'd be no reason for her to cover for him. And she could have reworded this a dozen ways to Sunday to make it look bad. Yeah, I love this. You know, it keeps coming up. I love this stuff. What else we got? What else you guys sent me tonight? Let's take a look. Oh, that's a good one. Let's do that one. I don't know. You guys, I don't even know what this Reed College. It's like the first time I've ever heard of that. It's okay. You have it right now. Okay, you can go through it so I don't get nailed again. Yes. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
How about marijuana pants? Can I do that one?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. Marijuana leggings for toddlers. God. Have we lost our minds? Really? Huh?
That should be fine.
Yeah, no, I know this one's fine. I know this website's cool. But this is hilarious. Right? So, concerned parents and anti-drug advocates are trying to remove a controversial pair of leggings from the internet, which they say normalize smoking weed. Retail giant Amazon has come under fire for stocking pants featuring giant marijuana leaves on them. The Chinese-made pants are sold by, Aoshalong. They're $5.99 and marketed for children as young as the age of 3. Look at, I know that we get stupid sometimes. We can go overboard. But I kind of agree with the way we've normalized a lot of things. We normalized weed. You know, we kept bringing it down. We have movies that just show kids being stupid. We don't show any permanent damage done by weed. I've had the guys on. Look, I've had the professionals on the show. They're not just stuck-up professionals. They're guys that went through this. They're guys that are in it every day. You hippies from the 60s and 70s who actually think that weed does absolutely no damage, you're wrong. You're just flat out wrong. There's all kinds of studies, and not just by conservative right-wing whacktoids, that show you the damage that weed does to young people, young people's brains, how they think and the development of. But there's a group of moms out of Fort Myers, Florida, saying that marketing these pants to toddlers is simply unacceptable. And I agree with her. Right? The complainant who spoke anonymously to a local news source that says she immediately, what is wrong with the mouth, complained after finding the item but never got a response. She said, I just think it's very inappropriate for a 3-year-old. Not something they should be advertising. They shouldn't be wearing these kind of things. They're going to ask you what it is, what's it for, and all of that, right? So I don't know where you are in this whole thing, but yeah, you know what? I feel the same way. There is age-appropriate stuff. No, I'm sorry. I'm not one of those that thinks that dope should be legalized across the country, recreational dope. Not at all. It's not the dope of the 60s and 70s, people. It's so much more different. So worse for you. It's so more potent. You know? And give it some thought. When you laugh it off, your kids are doing it because you did it and didn't hurt you. That's all what I was hearing. Like, I smoke some dope. What's the big deal? I hear that all the time. The problem is it's not the dope that you smoked. It's not the same stuff. You know? Yes, I'll get on with it. Anyway, again, I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I just touched on this earlier tonight, but never really finished it. So the University of Pennsylvania removes Shakespeare's portrait because he doesn't represent diversity. No, really? Right, he was replaced with a portrait. You ready for this? You want diversity? Here's diversity for you. He was replaced with a portrait of a black lesbian poet. Students at the University of Pennsylvania. God, they need psychiatric care. That's all I'm going to say. They removed the portrait of Shakespeare and they replaced it with a picture of a black lesbian poet, Andre Lorde, in the name of diversity. According to the Daily Pennsylvanian, a group of students removed the portrait, replaced it in the office of English Department Chairman Jed Esty after a department town hall meeting discussing the election on December 1st. The Penn reports that the department had actually voted to replace the Shakespeare painting for diversity reasons. Now, they did this years ago, he said, but we never really did anything with it. Why would you? This is an English department. I'm going to see your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Back. You know, you think after all these years, I would know how to use that button, right? Right? Yeah, it ain't that hard. Let me see. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please, please do be involved in the conversation. Some of you. Look, these are real stories. I mean, every once in a while I hit a bad one. But these are real stories. And for the most part, yeah, they make me crazy too, because I can't believe that we let them get away with it. We do let them get away with this stuff. Like this one. I mean, look, this is an English department. And they've decided to take Shakespeare out, a portrait of Shakespeare out, because he doesn't portray diversity. I'm sorry, let me rephrase. It's an English literature department, not social studies. Not history. English literature. The writer says, first of all, let me say that I am not anti-black, anti-lesbian, anti-poet, or anti-black lesbian poet. But I have to ask, just what good does it do to remove the portrait of Shakespeare and decorating the Billy's Halls with the portraits of writers from various backgrounds? Now, look. If they're looking for diversity and you want to find writers, I mean, real writers of diversity across all spectrums, that's fine. But why just replace it with a portrait of a black lesbian just because it makes it diverse? You know what I'm saying? I mean, Shakespeare is one of the world's most important literary figures. And the only reason you can think of to remove him is because he's not divert by, because he's an old white guy? Really? This is especially true considering the fact that the portrait of Shakespeare just looked better in that space. Somebody said it had nothing to do with her being a black woman or a black lesbian. It's just the space was made for Shakespeare. So, anyway, this stuff is where it goes overboard and over the top, and we don't stop it. right? And then the portrait of Shakespeare was done professionally. I guess the picture of this lady is not done professionally, poorly put together. And think about this. They're not even looking at the importance of who Shakespeare is. What they're looking at is Shakespeare was simply a straight white male. Such deplorable traits, don't you think? Come on, this stuff, it doesn't get any dumber than this. Would anybody agree with me? And again, why are we spending time in schools with this stuff? You know, I did a story earlier about the university that now only allows you to have, you can't have holiday parties. And it was University of Texas. Somebody sent me a link to a different story and said now what they're calling it is the fiscal end year party. Doesn't that sound festive? I guess if you're an accounting freak or really into numbers, I guess that would mean something to you. Yeah, let's all. Hey, you going to that fiscal year end party? Got to be a lot of fun there. How boring does that sound? And if you missed the first hour, that's what we were talking about. The Texas Women's University is telling the faculty that they can't have holiday parties because holiday parties are non-inclusive. Come on, let that sink in for a second. Holiday parties are not inclusive enough. So I guess we just don't do it. Anyway, all right, I got clearance to do this story, right? Reed College, there's a professor there on social... the Reed College professor on social justice left says that I am a gay mixed-race woman, and I am intimidated by these students. Right? So the person goes on to say, the heck with this cis white stuff, or this cis white pregnant dog. You like that? That's pretty good, huh? Most people won't even know what that means. That's the message you'll recall that Reed College student placed at the podium where the Boys Don't Cry director Kimberly Pierce was speaking. Pierce is a queer, gender-fluid woman. Her movie, which debuted in 1999, is about the murder of Brandon Tenna, a young transgender man. The students who insulted Pierce, who shouted, screw you, scared pregnant female dog, at her, and tried to stop her from speaking, are ostensibly allies of the trans community. They think the film is outdated, made money off of anti-trans violence, and should have cast a trans person in the lead role. Now, keep in mind that the movie was made in 1999. I'm sure trans people were walking around with all kinds of banners on them that said, I'm trans. Right? Not that I agree with what the woman does, whatever. But I agree less with these kids. And as Dean of Faculty Nigel Nicholson pointed out in his letter, these students essentially refused to educate themselves or grapple with a different perspective. They'd already made up their minds about Pierce. She was trans. She was a transphobic person, and thus the only possible response of her presence on campus was to scorn and censor her. This is what I was talking about earlier with Kevin Jackson. We've got to the point where these young people, they can handle nothing. They don't know how to work through anything. And this is your, I mean, come on, parents, step up here. What did you do to put your kids in this position? What did you do to your children to not allow them to be able to fight back, push through? The comments on the bully bloggers recap of the incident are illuminating. One person insisted the Boys Don't Cry deserved criticism for its trans politics in the same way that The Birth of a Nation, the original, not the similarly named one in 2016, deserved criticism for its racial politics. Because, you know, it's all about white supremacy. Another commentator, self-described trans man, see, if they would just use the same terms,
then it would make sense.
It would be easier to wrap your arms around it. But since they don't agree with even each other, and they call each other names for not calling each other the proper thing that they just made up in their head before they got to the conversation, like this fellow says, I'm a self-described transmasculine. What the heck is a transmasculine? That's a I haven't heard that before. Have I? I know. I haven't heard that one before. A Reed student who participated in the protest said the goal was to strip away Pierce's sense of entitlement and chide her for the lack of understanding and transness. They're making up these words as they go. I know they are. Because I've been around, look at me, I've been around for a long time. I haven't heard some of these things. The most revealing comment came from Lucia Martinez, an assistant professor of English at Reed, who identifies as a gay mixed-race woman. I teach at Reed. I am intimidated by these students. I'm scared to teach courses on race, gender, or sexuality, or even texts that bring these issues up in any way. I am a gay mixed-race woman. There is a serious problem here. See, they get a little bit of their own medicine, aren't they? They created these kids. Or should I say, they helped grow these kids that their parents handed them. They thought this was all wonderful. What did Obama's black pastor say? America's roosters have come home to chickens have come home to roost.
Stay away from the farm metaphors.
What's that?
Stay away from the farm metaphors.
I know. I'll screw them up every time. Anyway, he said, he goes on to say that I'm at a loss as to how to begin to address it, especially since many of these students, they don't believe in either historicity or objective facts. Now, somebody told me that wasn't a real word. I use that a lot, historicity. Now, they denounce the latter as being a tool of white, what is this, cis-hetero-patriarchy. They're making words up as they go. I know they are. Right? Come on. What, I was cis-hetero-patriarchy. So I was born as a heterosexual, identify with my sex, and I must be a male. Patriarchy, right? Wow. You got to go to college for these words. We'll be back with more of this lunacy after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Please don't go far. I need help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. No, I mean that sincerely. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much. Again, head over to the website, thereelside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. If you're up on Facebook, you can check us out, or, you know, on Facebook Live. We're there as well. David from Arizona, thanks for joining me tonight. Do appreciate when you guys take time out of your busy day to you know, pay attention, to get informed, get engaged, get enlightened, whatever the word you want to use, I don't really care. As long as you do something, I really don't care what words you use. Anyhow, what we come on, which one was I on? I get so confused sometimes. Okay, Tammy, I knew this when I came in here. Which story was that?
We were on about the liberal professor being afraid.
Oh, that's right, too.
So you're ready to
move on. Yeah, I know, but I want to make sure I did.
Okay.
All right? Anyway, you know what? No, what I should get at in this segment, what I should really deal with, is, oh, by the way, Will Smith. He's so upset about what went down. He's so upset by the way that the whole thing turned out. Is that he's going to be trusting the universe to show him what to do. Yeah, I don't even know where to go with stuff like this. Because, look, I believe in a God. And I don't understand, I'm not making fun of you if you're listening to the show and you think I'm not making fun of you. I just don't understand how you can not believe in a God. I don't understand how you can look around and really truly believe that this is everything around you is due to millions and millions and a billion years of mistakes. Think about that. Right? This is our bodies can do are a product of millions of years of mistakes. And I just can't buy it. I can't put that in my head and have my head actually believe that kind of stuff. So your body has evolved. Certain parts and pieces have dropped off, not used anymore because you've evolved over the years. You don't need them any longer. I always love that one. They can't tell me what I needed them for to begin with. They just know that I don't need them any longer. I mean, try to pass that as an answer in your science class and watch what happens. Seriously. So, yeah, I do. Like I said, I get the biggest charge out of these things because they really can't explain them to you. All right. Mitch McConnell seems to be afraid of a Trump deficit. You know, they're talking about all the things that he wants to do and how bad for America that's going to be, how bad that's going to be for the economy, all these terrible things he's going to be doing. And I would say that's great. You know what? We elected these guys to watch over us. We elected these guys to make sure that money wasn't being spent stupidly, right? That our will was being done. Well, where the heck they been the last 8 years? All of a sudden, they're going to get righteous on us? When did that happen? And, you know, I wrote this piece, was it 2014? You know, we won. We had the Senate in the House. I said, you know what? If we don't change out leadership, nothing's going to change. And you've seen what's happened. We're stuck with McConnell. And I'm sorry, some of you, I know you love Ryan. I'm not a big fan. Mark my words on the show today. I'm not a big fan. I've said this before. I believe that Paul Ryan is the first wave of progressive righties that you're going to see. And I know progressive is supposed to be a good word, a happy word. I don't believe so. Not when it comes to politics. It's got too wide, too broad of a meaning. So anyway, you know, we haven't had a federal budget. I don't know if you guys know this. We haven't had a federal budget signed into law since 2007. And all of a sudden, these guys are worried. Right? The Republicans are worried about a deficit. Really? You haven't had a budget. You haven't stuck your names on a piece of paper. You haven't put something down on paper that we can work with it forever. You know, and this is what makes conservatives nuts. This is what makes us not want to support you in any way. The last federal budget was signed into law in September 2007, and that was for the fiscal year 08 by George W. Since then, Congress has facilitated 9 consecutive years of a continuing resolution. So they've done debt ceiling increases, they've done omnibus spending, and resolutions, and look where we're at today. We've got nothing. Right? President Obama never spent a single day in office with a budget. Not one day. Think about that. The current Paul Ryan, he initiated the CR omnibus spending package that ends in April 1st, 2017. Right? That's the same due date for President Trump's statutory required first budget proposal, which would take effect August 1st, 2017 for the fiscal year 2018. Regardless of Trump's budget proposal, and as a direct consequence of the CR omnibus approach, Congress is going to have to pass another CR spending bill to fund government operations from April 1st through the end of the fiscal year 2017. So we will go through 2017 without a budget also. See, I've been telling you guys this forever. This is the hypocrisy behind all this. We as and I won't say we because some of you are on the same page as me. I've never trusted these guys because they've never really done what they said they were going to do. They go in there. They're going to fight for us. I don't know who us is. Once they get in there, us must have been an uncle that sat on the couch that they never really heard from. Right? They stand up there on the podium. You send me to Congress and I will fight for you. I'd like to know exactly who you is. Maybe we should name them, call us by names. Because I don't see very many of them fighting for you or us. You know, and they're so concerned. The president-elect Donald Trump, he's going to enact the biggest tax cut since the 1980s. Everybody got nervous because not only does he want to do that, but he also wants to, you know, do some big infrastructure spending. I get that. But there's so much more to this. Look, if he's bringing jobs back to the country, right, he's creating some more tax base. He's creating payroll tax base. He's creating, a base in sales taxes. People will buy homes. Landlords will have to redo apartment buildings. Hey, look, I don't live in Happy Land, if you would. I'm not they used to call it Pollyanna. That doesn't mean just because Trump can send it's not going to mean that everything is all better overnight. I got that. But if jobs start to come back, if we start to get strong again from an economic standpoint, some of the stuff will turn around. We are never going to fix this $20 trillion. We can't. It's impossible. Do you guys understand that? He's not going to come in, snap his fingers, and within 8 years have it done. This deficit's... Anyway. All of a sudden, McConnell has decided this level of national debt is dangerous and unacceptable. Well, is it only dangerous and unacceptable under Trump? I'm curious. He said, my preference on tax reform is that it be revenue neutral. Is he serious? Where's he been the last 7 years? The last 8? Where's he been? Where's all the screaming been over the last few years? Now, Trump has pledged that his administration will put millions of our people back to work. Look, we got 95 million people sitting on the bench. Call it what you want. But he's going to put some back to work by rebuilding highways, bridges, tunnels, and other infrastructure. Trump plans to pump $1 trillion of new infrastructure spending into our economy. He says he's going to do it in a way that won't cost taxpayers. I don't know if he's going to do that. I don't know if he can do that. Money's got to come from somewhere. Maybe the money comes from killing some other programs that we don't need. You know, we've done this before. I think last year we did a show. This show that we had, $57 billion. Yeah, I think it was $57 billion in crazy spending, and it had all that stuff to do. Remember they did the research on the shrimp, the stress test on the shrimp. Remember that one? That was 117. Yeah.
Treadmills.
Yeah. They had like these little shrimp treadmills. And they were stress tests. I loved it. I said, we have to know. Because our bodies are so much like shrimp. Or maybe we evolved from shrimp. I just didn't know that. We're out of our minds. This gets crazier by the day. Yeah, we're out of our minds here. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side of the Genesis Communication Network. I do really appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really appreciate the emails that you send me. You can send them to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Remember, head up to the website, check out the book, go to amazon.com, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you want it personally signed by me, you order it from my website. If you don't care about the signature and you want to get it even faster, then you want to order it up on the web. You want to order it up on Amazon.com. Hey, I appreciate your time. I know it's precious, and I always appreciate the time you're spending with me. You have a great rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow.